Welcome to another episode of Between the Lines, your window into the world of learning and discovery. Supported by Acada Learn, your lifelong education companion. Today, we're exploring Simon Sinek's groundbreaking book, Start With Why. Start With Why, by Simon Sinek, is a groundbreaking book that explores the concept of purpose and its profound impact on individuals, organizations, and society as a whole. Published in 2009, the book has gained widespread acclaim and has become a cornerstone in the field of leadership and personal development. The central premise of the book revolves around the idea that great leaders, innovators, and organizations all share a common trait: they start with why rather than what or how. Sinek argues that most people and companies can articulate what they do, the products they sell or the services they offer, and how they do it, the processes or strategies they employ, but very few can clearly define why they do what they do, their underlying purpose, cause, or belief. Sinek introduces a simple but powerful framework called the Golden Circle to illustrate this concept. The Golden Circle consists of three concentric circles. Why? This is the core and the innermost circle. It represents the fundamental purpose or belief that drives an individual or organization. Sinek asserts that why is the most crucial and inspirational aspect because it taps into the emotional and motivational aspects of our brains. It answers the question, why does this organization exist beyond making money? How? The middle circle focuses on the processes, values, and principles that enable an individual or organization to realize their why. It's about the unique approach or methodology that sets them apart from others. What? The outermost circle deals with the tangible products or services an organization provides. This is the realm of products, services, and actions that an organization takes to fulfill its why and how. Sinek argues that the most influential and successful leaders and organizations lead with their why. They communicate their purpose and beliefs clearly and consistently, inspiring others to align with their cause. By doing so, they create a loyal following, foster trust, and drive innovation. Throughout the book, Sinek provides numerous real-world examples to illustrate his points. He discusses iconic figures such as Martin Luther King Jr. and companies like Apple, demonstrating how they've effectively used the "Start With Why" approach to inspire and lead. Sinek also delves into the neurobiology behind his theory, explaining how the human brain responds to messages that start with why by triggering emotions and driving behavior. Sinek also explores the consequences of not starting with why. He discusses organizations that have lost their sense of purpose, leading to a decline in success and loyalty. He emphasizes the importance of maintaining a clear sense of why even as organizations grow and change. In the final sections of the book, Sinek offers practical advice on how individuals and organizations can discover or rediscover their why and use it to achieve greater success and fulfillment. He provides actionable steps for implementing the Start With Why framework and creating a culture that values purpose-driven leadership. Now, let's dive into the chapter-by-chapter summary. Chapter 1: The Importance of Why. In the opening chapter of the book, Simon Sinek introduces us to the core concept of starting with why. He begins by recounting a series of encounters with various organizations, leaders, and products, illustrating how some are highly successful while others struggle. He poses a fundamental question: why are some people and organizations more innovative, influential, and profitable than others? He suggests that the answer lies in understanding the concept of why. Sinek introduces the Golden Circle, a visual representation of three concentric circles labeled why, how, and what. He explains that most organizations and individuals can clearly articulate what they do and how they do it, but very few can effectively express why they do it, their core purpose or belief. Sinek argues that those who start with why are more likely to inspire loyalty, innovation, and success, as their message speaks to the emotional centers of the human brain. He provides examples of leaders and organizations that have successfully employed the start with why approach, such as Martin Luther King Jr., who inspired the civil rights movement by communicating his dream and beliefs rather than the specifics of his plan. Sinek concludes the chapter by setting the stage for the exploration of the biology behind why and how it influences human behavior and decision-making. Chapter 2, The Biology of Belief. In Chapter 2, Sinek delves deeper into the biological and neurological aspects of the start with why concept. He introduces the limbic brain, often referred to as the feeling brain, which is responsible for emotions, behavior, and decision-making. This part of the brain plays a crucial role in processing why messages. Sinek explains how the limbic brain responds to the golden circle. When we encounter a message or communication that starts with why, it triggers an emotional response in our brains. This emotional response, in turn, influences our decision-making and behavior. This is why messages are more likely to inspire action and loyalty than messages that start with what or how. He contrasts this with the neocortex, the thinking brain, which processes information logically and rationally. Messages that start with what or how primarily appeal to the neocortex, which is less effective at driving action and commitment. Sinek emphasizes that understanding the biology of belief is essential for leaders and organizations seeking to inspire others and create lasting change. By speaking to the emotional centers of the brain, leaders who start with why can connect with their audience on a deeper level and drive them to take action. Chapter 3. The Golden Circle. In this chapter, Simon Sinek further elaborates on the concept of the Golden Circle, which consists of three concentric circles: why, how, and what. He argues that most organizations start by explaining what they do, followed by how they do it, and rarely delve into why they do it. Sinek emphasizes that great leaders and successful organizations reverse this order, starting with why and working outward. He uses examples like Apple and the Wright brothers to illustrate this concept. Sinek also introduces the idea of the law of diffusion of innovation, which shows how ideas and innovations spread through a population. He explains that innovators and early adopters are driven by why, while the majority are influenced by what and how. Chapter 4, This is not opinion, this is biology. In this chapter, Sinek delves deeper into the biological and neurological underpinnings of the start with why concept. He discusses the role of two brain regions, the limbic brain, which is responsible for emotions and decision-making, and the neocortex, which handles rational thought and language. Sinek explains that why messages, which speak to the limbic brain, are more effective at inspiring action and loyalty than messages that appeal primarily to the neocortex. He provides scientific evidence to support these claims. Sinek also introduces the concept of the feeling brain and the thinking brain and how they interact. This understanding is key to why messages have a more profound impact on human behavior. Chapter 5, Clarity, Discipline, and Consistency. In this chapter, Sinek emphasizes the importance of clarity, discipline, and consistency in communicating one's why. He discusses how leaders and organizations that are clear about their purpose can inspire trust and loyalty among their followers. Sinek also explains that discipline is required to ensure that actions and decisions align with the why. He introduces the concept of the celery test, which highlights how people can quickly tell if a company or leader has a clear why. The test involves evaluating whether a company would be trusted to sell a product as personal as celery. If the company's why aligns with healthy living and sustainability, it passes the test. Sinek also underscores the importance of consistency in maintaining the integrity of the why. He warns against the dangers of mission drift, where organizations lose their sense of purpose over time. Chapter 6, The Proof of the Why. In this chapter, Sinek explores the real-world examples of companies and leaders who have successfully applied the start with why concept. He discusses the success stories of Apple, Southwest Airlines, and others, demonstrating how they have used their why to build loyal customer bases and innovate. Sinek also explains how the why extends beyond attracting customers to attracting employees who share the same values and beliefs. Companies that lead with their why often have more motivated and engaged employees. Chapter 7, The Origins of a Why. In this chapter, Sinek delves into the process of discovering and articulating one's why. He encourages individuals and organizations to reflect on their past experiences, values, and beliefs to uncover their underlying purpose. Sinek suggests that personal and collective experiences shape our why, and that understanding these experiences is essential for finding our sense of purpose. He also introduces the concept of the split and explains how some organizations struggle with a disconnect between their stated why and their actions. To address this, he advises leaders to be authentic and consistent in their pursuit of their why. These chapters provide further insights into the practical applications of the start with why concept, as well as guidance on how to discover and communicate one's purpose effectively. Chapter 8, The New Competition. In this chapter, Simon Sinek explores how understanding and communicating why can give organizations a competitive edge. He argues that businesses should compete based on their unique values and beliefs, rather than just price or features. Sinek presents the concept of the infinite game, where organizations focus on long-term, purpose-driven goals rather than short-term wins. He illustrates this with examples from companies like Walmart and Southwest Airlines. Sinek also discusses how companies can adapt and innovate by staying true to their why while adjusting their how and what as needed. Chapter 9, The Emergence of Trust. In this chapter, Sinek delves into the importance of trust in leadership and business. He argues that trust is built on transparency, consistency, and authenticity, all of which are reinforced by a clear why. Sinek provides examples from companies like Zappos and Yuzer, which have built trust by leading with their why. He also emphasizes that trust extends to employees and how leaders who prioritize their team's well-being can create a culture of trust and loyalty. Chapter 10, How a Tipping Point Tips. Sinek discusses the concept of the tipping point, where an idea or movement reaches a critical mass and spreads rapidly. He emphasizes the role of early adopters and those who passionately believe in the why as catalysts for this tipping point. He draws examples from social and political movements, such as the civil rights movement and the spread of ideas like the law of diffusion of innovation. Sinek explains how once a tipping point is reached, momentum can carry an idea forward, provided it maintains its clarity of purpose. Chapter 11, Start with Why, but Know How to Hire. In this chapter, Sinek explores how organizations can attract and retain employees who share their values and beliefs. He argues that hiring should not be solely based on skills but should also consider cultural fit and alignment with the company's why. Sinek provides examples from companies like Johnson & Johnson and Disney to illustrate how they prioritize culture and values in their hiring processes. He also discusses the importance of onboarding and training to reinforce the company's why and align new employees with its purpose. Chapter 12, A Lasting Legacy, The Bigger Why. Sinek concludes the book by discussing the concept of a bigger why, which refers to a purpose that extends beyond individual or organizational success. He emphasizes the idea that the most successful and fulfilled people and organizations are those that contribute positively to society and leave a lasting legacy. Sinek provides examples of individuals like Nelson Mandela and organizations like the Red Cross, which have made a significant impact on the world by focusing on a bigger why. He encourages readers to consider their own bigger why and the impact they want to have on the world. In the final pages of the book, Sinek reinforces the importance of starting with why and encourages readers to apply the concepts discussed throughout the book in their personal and professional lives. Start with Why concludes with a powerful message about the enduring significance of purpose, belief, and the ability to inspire positive change through a clear and authentic why. In A Start with Why, Simon Sinek argues that successful leaders and organizations begin with a clear understanding of their purpose, or why, rather than just focusing on the what and how of their work. He He suggests that by starting with why, leaders can inspire and motivate their teams, build strong relationships with customers and stakeholders, and ultimately achieve greater success. Some practical applications of Sinek's ideas include: 1. Define your why. Take the time to articulate your organization's purpose and values, and make sure they are clear and meaningful to everyone involved. Use this as a guide for decision-making and communication. 2. Communicate your why. Make sure your team, customers, and stakeholders understand your why and how it drives your work. Use storytelling and other techniques to make it come alive. 3. Hire for fit. When hiring new team members, look for people who share your values and are motivated by your why. This will help ensure that everyone is aligned and working towards the same goals. 4. Focus on relationships. Build strong relationships with your customers and stakeholders by connecting with them on a deeper level. Show them how your why aligns with their needs and values. 5. Embrace the long term. Recognize that building a strong, purpose-driven organization takes time and commitment. Stay focused on your why and don't get distracted by short-term gains or trends. Overall, Sinek's ideas can help leaders and organizations build a strong foundation for success by starting with a clear understanding of their purpose and values. Before we conclude, let's reflect on some profound quotes from the book. People don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. When we are unclear about our own why, we are forced to rely on external motivators. This makes it very hard to stay motivated for long. To be a leader, we must not only have clarity about what we believe, but also be able to communicate it. The goal is not to do business with everybody who needs what you have. The goal is to do business with people who believe what you believe. Great leaders are those who trust their gut. They are those who understand the art before the science. They win hearts before minds. They are the ones who start with why. People don't follow leaders because they have to, they follow because they want to. It's not about what you do, it's about why you do it. What you do simply proves what you believe. The why is the purpose, cause, or belief that drives every one of us. It's the one thing that gives us a sense of direction and meaning. The best organizations are those that are able to inspire their employees to believe in the cause and to work towards a common goal. The why is not about making money. That's a result. It's a consequence of doing something you believe in. If you hire people just because they can do a job, they'll work for your money. But if you hire people who believe what you believe, they'll work for you with blood and sweat and tears. Thank you for joining us on this journey into the world of Start With Why by Simon Sinek. Stay inspired, stay motivated, and always remember to start with why.